This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. It's been an amazing Monday. We're going to talk about institutionalized insanity. I'll get to that here in just a moment. Talk about how our efforts against all the tranny madness has not been enough. Some illegal news. Well, news about illegals, not illegal news. I guess that came out wrong. We get to emails and other things coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Also, Jewish producer Chris had asked me a little earlier if I was going to address the Red Lobster bankruptcy news. Everybody and their brother has texted me the information that Red Lobster declaring bankruptcy. I didn't address it off the bat. A couple different reasons. One, we kind of touched on it. We saw this coming. We touched on it a couple weeks ago. Two, I'm hurt. Look, I am hurt. It does hurt to watch an American institution like that go away. But three, we still have Waffle House. I picked up my sons this morning and we went right to Waffle House. So we're fine here in the Kelly household. Now back to institutionalized insanity, because we were talking about how, in case you're just now joining us, the American communist has done this so well. You see, it's not that you necessarily want to win on every issue. Now they do, don't get me wrong, but you don't have to win on every issue. As long as you work your way up the chain far enough to where you control the institution who determines the winner or loser on the issue. Do you understand what I mean? If I'm in gymnastics, yeah, I'm not in gymnastics, but the wife was, so that just popped into my head. You know, she was, you know, one of these world-class gymnast type girls. So let's say you're taking on somebody else in gymnastics. Okay, and the other person you're taking on in gymnastics, we'll make it about women because dudes gymnastics is...
Why are you gay?
Anyway, so we'll make it about female gymnastics. So there's one woman, we'll call her Christine. She's way worse. She's just awful gymnast. Awful, awful gymnast. The worst gymnast you've ever seen. And then there's another gymnast, Jessica is her name. She's amazing. A great person, beautiful, very good at what she does. So Christine wants to beat Jessica, but who determines who actually wins in gymnastics? You know, it's not basketball, the ball going in and out of the hoop. The judges will determine who wins. Everything you do in gymnastics, you get judged on. So Christine, she can work harder, try to get better, try to beat Jessica, who's much, much, much better, or Christine can simply find a way to take over the judges. Just get your mom, your cousin, your sister to be the judges. And then guess what? You don't have to be better than anybody. You've managed to institutionalize what you want. Here's a headline for you. You know, the United States of America, sadly, has an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. That's an actual thing that exists. And of course, the communists would find a way to exploit it. Now, if you misgender somebody in the workplace, you have some freak at work who decides they can change the sex God made them with, and you happen to call him or her, that now qualifies as harassment. You see what I mean? You don't have to work to become a better gymnast. You just take over the judges. And that's what the left has done every place you go. You can see this in, there are a million examples of this in a society. They've done this so successfully when it comes to man-made climate change, which is ridiculous and not even real. And yet scientist after scientist, university after university will speak about the theory of man-made climate change as if it's just been proven. Well, all the studies say, no, they don't. Thousands of studies and thousands of scientists who say this is a bunch of ridiculous commie gobbledygook, not based on anything at all. But once you institutionalize it, then your insanity simply gets taught to the masses. They do it with every single item. They're famous for it. They'll find a way to institutionalize it. And then anyone speaking the truth, what are you, anti-science? You really saw that when all the scientists told you that it was somehow scientific to just stand 6 feet away from everyone else in the country. So freaking stupid. I just can't even wrap my mind around it. Whatever. Let's go talk about some other things, shall we? State moved migrant families. They're not migrants. They're illegals. State moved migrant families to hotels with sex offenders. Okay, so a state moved a bunch of illegals into a hotel that had sex offenders. I guess I have a lot of questions here. This is from the Boston Globe. Why are sex offenders just being held in a hotel and not a wood chipper? That's for one. Two, why are we moving illegals anywhere except for back from whence they came? But three, do you really expect me to be stressed out that a bunch of people who just violated our sovereignty are now put next to a bunch of criminals? Oh, no. Don't like it here? Leave. But man, if that doesn't show you how insane things are, and that the headline is that things aren't that nice for the illegals. Listen to this. These stories floor me. This is out of New York. Listen to these people.
Yanidi Pena. She was overcome with emotions. She feels the weight of the world on her right now. Oh. It took her and her children a month and a half to get from El Salvador to Mexico, where they crossed the country into Texas. They got moved to New York City, and they were in a housing program that sent them here to Rochester. They arrived in January of this year and lived at the Holiday Inn downtown for 4 months, and they were moved here 3 weeks ago.
Muy traumática.
It's very traumatic.
Porque no creí.
She says it's been quite traumatic. Everything that was told to us to come to Monroe County, to Rochester, hasn't been fulfilled.
Do you like America?
Sí, pero no Rochester.
But not Rochester?
No, no good Rochester.
Do you want to stay in America?
Yeah.
Oh, did you get moved out of the Holiday Inn? Oh, I'm so sorry. You took your 95 kids into my country to bloodsuck it to death, and the Holiday Inn wasn't to your liking? Did they not have the tortillas like Grandma made back home? Oh, I'm so sorry. The entitlement of these freaking people, because we've institutionalized that too, that you can just come here, and not only can you come here, you can sit and complain about the place. You can show up here and just crap all over it and just... You can voice your concerns. If you're an illegal, you should be afraid to walk in public for fear of arrest and deportation. Remember that African woman in New York who showed up and started complaining that we didn't have enough translators for her and click?
You know, in Africa, unfortunately for us, learning how to read and write is a privilege. And a lot of our brother and sister do not know how to read and write. So the language... barrier is tremendous. It's impossible for them to do anything because they don't understand the language, they don't understand the way the city works, they don't understand anything. And you can go nothing, you can do nothing. Oh. You know, we are African, we don't speak African. We have different specificity in Africa. Only in the Congo, you have like more than 500 languages. Swahili is being spoken in Burundi, so I can speak with somebody from Burundi. But I cannot speak Swahili with somebody from Mauritania. You understand? In Europe,
you understand that the only way to run an immigration system is to tell that woman if she has any complaints, she can take him right back to Africa. And if anyone has even come here legally and they have complaints about the language, then they can learn to speak English like everybody else. And then it won't be a problem because we speak English in this country. But the sense of entitlement the entire world has. Everybody now, everyone knows America's just some big fat cow. You can show up and suck on the teat until your heart's content. And if you don't like the flavor of the milk, just lodge a formal complaint. I don't like it at the Holiday Inn. Oh my gosh, there are criminals here next to us. Oh, well, when I'm back in Africa, we can't just speak Swahili. Go away! All of you, leave! You're not welcome here. None of you are. None of you, not one. Leave. Come back legally or don't come back at all. Bunch of leeches and the people in this country that just welcome all this filth in. Cannot take it anymore, man. Gosh. And you want to know what has me sustained? I made the mistake of listening to this right before we started talking about illegals.
36% of Americans have more credit card debt than they do emergency savings. This is the second year in a row Bankrate has noticed this happening. It's also the highest number of people with credit card debt versus emergency savings we've seen dating all the way back to 2011. Greg McBride, Bankrate's chief financial analyst, says households.
The American people, the American citizens are suffering and struggling and they're not making it. And the evil people who run this government have thrown the doors of this country open to every single dirtball who wants to come here from across the planet. And not only do they show up here with demands. You've got to be kidding me. Gosh. Give me a year. Give me a year. I'll clean things up. Believe me, you'll see some deportations like you've never seen. Give me 1 year. God. All right, I'm moving on. I want to get to emails. I don't want to get my blood pressure up, and now I'm upset. This happens every single time I start on this subject, and I'm just going to stop talking about it. That's it. I'm just going to move on. You know what? I just need a good night's sleep. And that's where my pillow comes in. I had a great night's sleep, but I guess I need another one because now I'm all upset. But MyPillow has a $25 extravaganza sale going on right now, and it's honestly, it's ridiculous. Go look at the list of products they have for $25. You can get a two-pack of multi-use MyPillows for $25. A two-pack! You can basically get your bed set up. $25. Their sandals, which everyone knows they're amazing. That's why they sell out every time they do this. $25 if they still have your size. They probably don't by now. You might want to go look. Six-piece towel sets are $25. And the brand new Grand Poobah, the new MyPillow with the Giza fabric on it, no matter what size or loft level, $25. They have all kinds of things. Go take advantage when sales like that happen. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Again, moving insanity into the legitimate institution, institutions legitimizing insanity for the future. Here's Jamal Bowman.
So I think the federal government should incentivize the implementation of DEI in states and school districts across the country. And by doing more DEI, we mean a culturally responsive curriculum that's rooted in BIPOC history, right, and culture, and the diversity of the human experience. But it also means recruiting diverse teachers into the classroom, which is a priority of mine.
In case you didn't know what any of that meant, it's all just a bunch of anti-white racism. It's all communism, but anti-white racism is a critical part of communism in the United States of America. That's all that was. And it's all about making it institutional, you know. Institutionalized racism against white people is now really, I mean, honestly, it's American policy. You see it everywhere now. Absolutely everywhere. You hear this one out of Pennsylvania?
An investment of over $290,000 to BIPOC businesses is being done by Diverse Erie. These businesses range from transportation to child care to housing development.
The small business is the backbone of our economy. We realize that BIPOC businesses were impacted and affected at a higher level than other businesses. So we decided that it would be really to our benefit to help these small businesses not only grow but thrive.
They took a couple hundred grand in Erie, Pennsylvania of the taxpayers' money, and they're going to hand it out for small businesses as long as you're not white. Remember one of Biden's first executive actions? They had all this COVID money, your money, my money, that they were just handing out to these people and that people. One of the very first things Joe Biden did when he walked into office was he announced that white people have to go to the back of the line. It's institutional now. It's everywhere you see. I was at, I told you I was at that party, that neighborhood party on Saturday night, and I actually really got a kick out of it. One of my neighbors, I won't call him a Democrat, about as squishy a Republican as you can possibly get, though. Look, he was bragging about his booster shot and trying to get me to get vaccinated. Like, he's one of those guys, right? And his kid graduated 3 years ago from college. His kid had excellent grades. His kid has spent 3 years looking for a job. His kid put in 311 resumes and got one phone call back. And my guy, my neighbor was losing his mind. She's like, I'm looking into these companies. I see they're hiring. And it turned into his kid. So he started digging into it more Oh, yeah. They were hiring. Oh, your kid worked hard. You paid for it. 4 years of school, all that upbringing. And then your kid found out that ain't no place for Whitey in this company. Pack it on up and leave, son. Look, what's happening to white people in the United States of America today is every bit as evil as what was happening to black people in the 60s. And no one wants to talk about it. But systemic racism is an evil thing. It's one thing to run into a racist person. Okay, whatever. Who cares? You don't like me because I'm white. I don't give a crap. But if the systems in your country, if the institutions in your country have decided that you are a second-class citizen because of your skin color, well, you have a huge problem because you can't escape systemic racism because it's part of the system. All those pictures that you learned about in school and I learned about in school, white restaurants only, white fountains only. Sorry, black people can't go to school here. And that anger that welled up inside of you when you looked at that kind of injustice, the way people were treated for their skin color, you understand that when you hear things like this, you should have the exact same emotions flowing through you.
The grand jury is set to meet today to decide the next steps of a case of an illegal.
Talking about this one here.
An investment of over $290,000 to BIPOC businesses is being done by Diverse Erie. These businesses range from
$290,000, and that's on top of all the other stories, the scholarship programs, the everything else we bring you. This is evil and it's wrong. You don't take an entire skin color and you treat it like a second class citizen. You don't do that. And we've lamented it and lamented it and lamented it, and it's happening now. But I do, if I may, I do have another side to this coin that we should probably address. And I will warn you that this is probably going to be offensive. It might hurt a little, but it's true. Let me ask you this. I'll start this with a question. Let me ask you this. So you see an institution after institution in the country, from the government to the media to everything else, to all this other stuff, you see this open, just very, very open now, anti-white racism that's out there. Nope, we're only hiring black pilots. Nope, we're only hiring females at this time. Nope, we're only hiring this. Nope, it's got to be indigenous. Nope, we're only hiring. Nope, no whites, no whites, no whites, no whites, no whites. Oh, air traffic controllers? Oh, you aced the test? Ooh, you're white, you're fired. Over and over and over and over again. You see this everywhere. But let me ask you, how much blame do white people get for our current condition? Marinate on that for a moment. We'll talk about it. Hang on.
Feeling a little stalky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, a Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email the show if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So we kind of diverged here, and we're talking about systemic anti-white racism that's all over the place in the country now. It's all over the place. No, this grant is for you, not you, Whitey. This air traffic controller job, not for you, Whitey. Scholarship? Nope, Whitey, not you. Not you, not you. Remember they ran that story about how America's corporations decided they were too white, and they did a long story on, I think it was Axios or somebody, and they figured out that, oh yeah, they'd hired a bunch of people in a few years. Just no white people. No whites, no whites allowed, no whites allowed. Sorry, Whitey's not here. But my question was, how much responsibility do white people bear for their current condition in the country? And here's what I mean. Well, you know what? Let's look at who everything is arranged around now. Who are two of the biggest groups that LGBT? Look, you can make it about any group. You could make this about women. You know, we'll make it about women and black people. We'll make it about women and black people. Because everything has to, every male character has to be female. Every white character has to be black on TV. Everything has to, we need more women. We need more women. We got to have more black people. We got to have more black people over and over and over again. Okay, so let's make it about those two things right now. Very clearly, those two groups are spoken for loudly, loudly. You go every institution up and down. The FBI, it's Women's Day at the FBI. Loudly spoken to. President of the United States of America will get up and talk like
in
this.
America, we're all created equal.
He'll get up and talk like this.
Values of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
He'll get up and talk like this.
My name's Joe Biden. And I'm a lifetime member of the NAACP.
When's the last person you saw running for any office ever in your lifetime get up in front of a group of white people and speak to them specifically? I don't mean a bunch of white people in the crowd. I mean, and white people have had this, and we're going to change how things are going for white people. When's the last person you saw either party talk like that? Have you ever seen it once? Ever? You've never seen it. I've never seen it. Why? Well, women, black people, they chose to get involved in the political process, and they chose to become activists on behalf of their gender or skin color. But look, obviously extends way beyond them. Why is everything rainbow now? Why does everything have to be gay? I mean, good grief. There, NBC has a show coming out. We play the audio for you. They're acting like lions are gay. Why is that? And why aren't, you know, white men, why don't they get any of that? Well, do you remember when Ryan Gerdusky came on the show? I love Ryan. He comes on. He talks about poll numbers and breakdowns of how things are working. Do you remember what Ryan Gerdusky said? Remember who he said was the least active political group in the United States of America? Working class white males. Working class white males do not participate in the political process. They don't vote Republican. They don't vote Democrat. Percentage-wise, they just don't vote at all. What percentage of black women vote? Do you know? Let me clue you in. It's staggering. It's like all of them. Why? Oh, I don't understand. Why do we have to have black this and black that? And there's no... Well, black people got involved. Black people got off their butts. Black people made demands. Why does everything have to be gay? I don't want this to be gay, and I don't want that to be gay. Gay people weren't sitting at home on their hands. Gay people got up off their pink couches, and they got involved in politics. They did. I don't understand the new Star Wars movies. Why does it have to be all these lesbians in it? Well, the new Star Wars director is a lesbian, and she put down the peanut butter and went to work and decided to push her Sikh religion everywhere. I don't understand why everything has to be women. Even the GOP loves doing this. Look how many women. We have so many women. It's just women this and women that. Well, women got involved. If you want your politics to reflect you and to represent you, then you will get involved. You cannot hands off your way to political representation. And so, yeah, we obviously have spoken out and will speak out about any systemic racism we see in the country. And I speak about systemic racism I see against white people all the time. But the truth is, you can't sit at home crushing beers, playing t-ball, going to work, never get involved in politics for 50, 60 years, and then wake up one day and say, wait a minute, when did white people become second-class citizens? White people became second-class citizens the second white people checked out of the political process. You want representation? Go earn it. Go make it. And look, I understand there is a chicken or the egg thing here of no one represents me. I mean, the GOP doesn't represent working class white people either. They don't give a crap about them. They represent Ukraine. And the GOP doesn't give a crap about you. Democrats don't care about anybody working class. Black, white, Latino, doesn't matter. They hate you all. It's just a few people are still too dumb to realize that Democrats have seriously left you behind. But Republicans don't either. It's not like I could sit and tell any working class person of any color to go Republican. What are you talking about? Republicans don't care about that. They've never acted like they do, or at least they haven't in ages. So, look, you want represented? Do you want people in Congress who will speak about you the way Jamal Bowman speaks about BIPOC.
So I think the federal government should incentivize the implementation of DEI in states and school districts across the country. And by doing more DEI, we mean a culturally responsive curriculum that's rooted in BIPOC history, right, and culture, and the diversity of the human experience.
You want someone to speak that way about you? If you're white, get involved. You know, Muslims actually get this a lot. They get a lot of guff because they will move into a place, whether it's their migration into Europe or how we've imported so many Muslims into America, and people will lament places like Dearborn, Michigan, or honestly, Minnesota as a state and things like that. They'll lament how overrepresented Muslims become in their community. Well, why does that turn out to be the case? Why do you have an entire state of Minneapolis bowing to the whims of Islam at every turn? Why does that happen? Well, credit to the Muslims. They don't show up and go watch the game. They show up and they get involved. Why are they overrepresented? Because they're freaking involved. Why does Jamal Bowman get to spew his racist crap? Why does he get to spew that crap? Because the people Jamal Bowman fights for, they got up and they got involved. You don't get to sit on your rear end doing your scratch-off lottery tickets, ignoring the realities of life as a white person for 50, 60 years, and then wake up one day and look around and complain that politics doesn't represent you. Why would they represent you? You checked out of the game. The game doesn't care about you once you leave. You're just a fan. You're not even that. You're a nobody. Get in the game and get involved, or don't expect to be represented. That's all there is to it. All right. We still have headlines I didn't get to and some other things. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's going to be such a great week. If you missed any part of the show, download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Do not forget to subscribe. Leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Did you hear Governor Whitmer? Man, these people do seem like they're interested in turning around this economy, huh?
Our economy and people's paychecks are growing, and our nation is headed in the right direction thanks to his work.
36% of Americans have more credit card debt than they do emergency savings. This is the second year in a row Bankrate has noticed this happening. It's also the highest number of people with credit card debt versus emergency savings we've seen dating all the way back to 2011.
Our economy and people's paychecks are growing, and our nation is headed in the right direction thanks to his work.
36% of Americans have more credit card debt than they do emergency savings. This is the second year in a row Bankrate has noticed this happening. It's also the highest number of people with credit card debt versus emergency savings we've seen dating all the way back to...
Yeah. People are being pillaged. The illegals get everything. The people in charge are telling you how great everything is. And it frustrates me. Anyway, let's do some emails. Hey, hi, T-Man. I listen to your show sometimes, not super often, but occasionally. I was just hoping you could go into more detail about what's going on in Palestine and Israel and why all the commies are pro-Palestine. Okay, first of all, let's just clear this up really quick. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this. The street communists you see on college campuses are not pro-Palestine. They're not pro-Palestine. They don't know anything about Palestine. They don't know anything about Israel. They're pro the destruction of America. They're street communists. They go where they're told. They destroy what they're told, when they're told to do it, and they're paid to do so. Paid to do so. Remember this. My wife watches some show, some goofball show. I forget what it's called. But it's some show where people apparently get married right when they meet each other or something like that. Anyway, it's some trashy chick show she has on in the background when she's doing her housework, as women do. And it's quit. Anyway. And there's some guy on the show, she was talking to me about it, she was laughing. She said, I don't understand this guy. He's a climate activist, but he does it full time. He gets paid to do it. And I don't understand how that works. And I just had to explain, there's this huge commie infrastructure in place where communist billionaires, through various organizations that branch out underneath them, will create for themselves full-time communist warriors who go where they're told, do what they're told, their rent is paid for, their food is paid for, their bail money is paid for. When you see street animals on the streets, when they're doing their gay dances at the LGBTQ parades, when they're at the campuses, I hate all the Jews, or it's the Black Lives Matter stuff, or the feminist stuff, they're all paid by the same people. It's all just different fingers of the same communist fist. Remember, there are not separate groups. There are not separate groups. There are separate labels. That's for branding purposes. It's all just about communism. It's all just about destroying America. That's why you see people on college with a LGBTQ for Palestine signs when those people would be stoned to death if they walked into Palestine. Are they stupid? Are they hypocrites? Well, they may be all those things, but more than anything, they're just communist foot soldiers. They're just useful idiots. All right? All right. Jesse, would the Aztecs still be around today if they had Burna pistols? They tried to capture their enemies, but they didn't have a less lethal option. Would it have made a difference in the strength of their society if they didn't lose so many warriors trying to capture enemies with a pepper ball? You know, I'd never thought about that. What, Chris? I never thought about it. Obviously, the Aztecs were obsessed with taking prisoners instead of killing people. That way they could sacrifice them later on. What if they had Burna pistol launchers? I'm grateful they didn't. And I bet Burna is grateful they didn't. That'd be bad publicity if Burna was used in that way. Instead, Burna, they sell these non-lethal pistol launchers. They shoot pepper balls or tear gas balls or kinetic rounds. Hey, don't sleep on the kinetic rounds. People sleep on those because they're just hard plastic. You look and you think, wow, there's nothing exploding out of it. Yeah, go shoot. Well, don't shoot anybody. Just shoot a kinetic round against a tree and tell me if you want to get shot with that. These things are amazing, man. You know you can load multiple different kinds in your Burna pistol launcher. Do what? Do every other. Pepper ball, tear gas ball, whatever. They're legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit or a background check. Get a Burna pistol launcher. Whether you carry lethal like I do or whether you hate guns, carry a Burna pistol launcher on you at all times. 10% off. BYRNA.com/Jesse. Burna.com/Jesse. All right? All right. Oh, I almost forgot this word from Biden. I forgot to play this earlier.
He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill patriots.
Trans runner met with boos after winning the Oregon Women's 200-meter championship. This is what it sounded like. Here's why I don't like that. I mean, it's fine to boo. That's good boo, but the trainee doesn't care about your boos. Communists don't care about your disapproval or my disapproval. They care about victory. Republicans worry about being popular. Communists worry about winning. Start boycotting these events. Start banning these freaks from destroying our women. Your boos mean nothing.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Americans involved in a foiled deadly coup, the Congo military says. I actually saw video of these guys, three different Americans, Benjamin Ruben Zalman Polin, man, what a mouthful, Patrick Ducey and Taylor Thompson. I saw them being arrested, younger military-aged males involved in a foreign coup. Man, that has CIA written all over it. Senate will again vote on bipartisan border package. A reminder that while you suffer under inflation and credit card debt and the job market has dried up, Republican and Democrat leaders in the Senate are meeting to discuss just how many illegals they should welcome into the country. Rubio supports mass deportation of illegal aliens following, quote, the invasion of the country. Rubio doesn't support mass deportation. Rubio supports being Trump's vice president. And since Trump is currently talking about mass deportation on the campaign trail, Rubio's doing, well, the most Rubio thing in history, and he's talking about it, trying to be liked enough by Trump so he can be the next VP. But I'm old enough to remember the Gang of Eight, Marco. Other people forget. I don't forget. Oakland removes traffic lights amid thefts, and it's blamed on homeless. Well, looks like women should do fine finally driving in Oakland. Now, put a smile on your face. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. That's all.
whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.